With audience segmentation. Anybody willing to speak on behalf of the group? No.
Who made notes?
They need notes. They need notes.
No, speak. It was a too simple question. So.
Right, yeah.
Because
too
simple. Yes, yeah, we all say yes to that here.
Yeah, so but why? Why?
No, it's too easy. Now, of course, it's a useful tool to find what we are looking for. And I also said that we always use segmentation, but maybe not in a structured way all the time. But all sound people use segmentation if they are working with marketing. If they don't, they will lose the case.
Okay. All right, then. Well, that's good enough. What about this group down at the end here, then? Oh, well, we've got two groups. Well, I might pick on both of you. So, guys, what's your take on this?
Sure. Well, I've done it. So you could say
your 3 points. They were very good.
We should care about audience segmentation because we want our individuals within our audiences to know that we're communicating with them in a way that is tailored for them, so they don't get sent stuff that they're not interested in. They don't get feeling that they're spammed. The actual communication doesn't backfire. That's one reason.
And why is that important, please, Martin?
Because your audience is your institution in my eyes. Without your audiences, you're nothing. So
yeah.
Everyone is a gem. Everyone is a potential lifetime collaborator with you as an institution, with you as a performing arts company, whatever you are. So you shouldn't afford yourself the luxury of alienating anybody. You should want to keep everybody within your family.
Okay.
Just in purely financial terms, of course, the ROI.
Right, you had another couple of points,
yeah,
didn't
so
you?
Yeah, if you're sending out any communications program, the more targeted it is, the less it will cost you,
okay,
and therefore the more impact you'll get.
Cool.
The ROI will be higher. That was the second one. And thirdly, I've forgotten what was the third one we agreed on. The appropriateness.
It could also be policy for policy making decisions. It gives an idea of how to prioritize your resources.
Just your marketing? What about beyond marketing? Is there a role for this?
For the whole organisation?
You're going to go to Bergen City Council in due course, are you not, Harm Christian?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Will you be thinking about segmentation in your new job?
Definitely.
When you're deciding who to give money to?
I haven't started yet, so I have to be very careful.
Watch this space. Okay, so does anybody have any other ideas on what, you know, that you'd like to add to that? That's been quite interesting. What about here?
Maybe you should ask the question, what's the purpose of segmentation?
Go on.
Because we know institutions that do not segment, they don't even market. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra's concerts are totally packed every concert.
Okay.
So if we do segmentation simply to get more, a higher audience coming, more audience coming in, that's one thing. But do we do segmentation out of society reasons that we should be relevant to us? There are two different kinds of segmentation, in my opinion.
What, in terms of broadening the social economic profile of audiences? That's important. Okay. Well, look, great stuff there. What about question two, which I've forgotten what it was? What is it? How are you going to use audience segmentation? How are you guys going to use audience segmentation? Who'd like to?
I'm representing a venue, and because in our group we have three who is consultants, who is consulting persons like me,
okay,
persons like policymakers, but three of us have a venue, and we are going to use segmentation one to evaluate ourselves if we find the right program for different kind of groups. Kind of checklist. Do we reach the families? Do we reach the young persons? Do we reach the one with only one arm? And so on and so on. And of course it depends on what kind, if you have a movie with one-armed actors, then maybe you are more applying to people with only one arm. So that's a kind of checklist, instrumental, internal tune. And then it's also a kind of how to reach this one-armed audience, kind of communication channel. That's how to segment the communication channels.
So what about this group over here? How are you going to be using it?
I think the most important thing we said is that you can use it to respond to the audience needs, interests. That should be the first reason to use segmentation.
And how? What would that? Can I just ask you a question? Would that be about choosing particular sorts of product or cultural work, or would that be in terms of how much to charge or what drinks to provide? What are we talking about here? Well, all of that, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Have we got some issues around that?
We didn't go so deep into conversation about that, but all the examples you mentioned could be.
Okay.
Used, yeah.
Right. Okay, so let's move on to number three now. So this group here, obstacles, but why aren't we doing it? It sounds too good to be true. And yet, I mean, there's many, many organisations that are not doing segmentation. Why are they not, Jonathan and the group?
Money, I guess.
Money?
It's quite expensive to take part in a really detailed segmentation project or some campaign.
Mm.
Having good quality data would be another one.
Right.
Having enough information to be able to profile and come out with some decent results.
Anything else? Any other obstacles? What about over here? Any other obstacles that you can see? You didn't get to that. Did anybody get to the final question?
Well, we had the guy's already gone. He said sloppy way of data collection.
Okay.
If you don't start well, then further on you cannot do anything with your information.
Right.
For example, he had the question, maybe we should look for people with one arm. What if your data is kind of pretty bad and you cannot find the information?
Find the person with one arm.
It doesn't tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Okay. Why it can be difficult.
The first thing is, the right questions. Like, do you segment on how many times are they going? Are they going only once or twice? Or three times, and you make the pyramid, and when, why? How do you? What is the top? What is the bottom? What's the inside? And then you have to match the income, maybe. So the customer value. Right. How do you define the right questions? That's, I think that's
the definition of the groups.
Definition of the groups asking the right questions.
But if the same customer is 10 times in your database as a separate one, it starts, of course, with the source that has to be right, or you have to maintain, invest some time and money in.
So that's why it can be expensive and hard, not easy to actually do that. All right, so, you know, some good stuff there. Actually, what I want to say is, We've got a couple of sessions tomorrow. Well, in fact, we've got the whole day tomorrow devoted to segmentation, one way or another. We've got one of the workshops tomorrow afternoon, I think it is, which I'm going to be facilitating, but it's not going to be me talking. We've got...
You promise?
I promise you, I promise you. Thank you, Ib. You know, actually, you facilitated one of my sessions, you know, and facilitated me once, didn't you?
And you changed the whole program.
I changed it. So I'm going to get my own back on you now. So what we will do is have the opportunity to, I think, explore some of those really important practical and strategic questions that you have raised here today. It's been really useful. Look, here's the thing. We're going to have these guys tomorrow, and we've got Cynthia and Johan and other people. I would really, really like you to put your hands up when the opportunity comes, when I say, okay, guys, questions. Put your hands up and argue with these people that we've got coming along, because we've got some really good people, and they're good talkers, and they will sell you that used car, and you'll walk away and think it's fantastic. Your job here is to really look into their eyes and decide whether they're telling you absolutely the whole story. So really, this is an opportunity for some kind of critical debate. And we don't want it just to be sort of sitting back and, you know, having these experts telling us how to do it. Okay, so that's the main thing. So, thank you very much indeed. Time for drinks. If you would like to tweet any of your thoughts or questions, Any things that occur today? I know you've written some things down, so we've got some great starting points, I think, for tomorrow's discussion, particularly at the plenary session, which, if you're still here, that will be great. And if you filled your form in, Cynthia, there's more forms downstairs.